This is a Smoke Radio podcast.
Yes, it is the final countdown. You are listening to Smoke Radio. This is the recap show for the SU elections. I'm Jackie Everett, taking you through everything that's been going on in the last few weeks. It has been an absolutely jam-packed few days of campaigning. Firstly, on Thursday, we had the radio debates here at Smoke Radio. Then on to Friday at the Marylebone campus, we had the TV debates, which got fairly heated, to say the least. We were there every step of the way, and this, as I have already said, is the Smoke Radio recap show. Get in contact with me throughout the show and tell me what you want to see change in the SU. But ultimately, we want to get you voting. That is our role here. We're going to be sending, I will be sending someone down to the pub to find out if students are voting, if not, why, and what they want from the SU. As we all know, most politics is done in the pub, and if you can't solve your problems over a pint, you rarely can. Then we have the big dog. The mother of all things is going to happen on this show. I will be recording a parody of a well-known song that I hope will be getting students voting. I'll be spreading it all around the SU, all around the uni, try and convince students to get to vote. Let them know the elections are happening. You wouldn't believe it, but a lot of students do not know these elections are happening. So I'll be singing that song, sending it around, getting people aware and getting people voting.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble. Watch us wreck the mic. Psych.
Let's get ready.
Straight up proving, we can get you grooving. This track's booming, it ain't no hype. Watch us wreck the mic. Psych.
Yes, let's get ready to rumble here on the Smoke Radio recap of the SU election so far. I'm here with George McDonough. We're going to have a little look at the Twitter and what is going on over at Twitter. Hashtag UWSU vote for those of you who want to get involved in that over the next few days. But first off, we're going to have a little look back at what the Harrow candidates had to say last Thursday on Smoke Radio.
What's your flavour? Tell me what's your flavour.
This is Smoke Radio's election debate. Next up, we hear from the Harrow candidates.
I mean, the main thing is, for example, today I went up in the library and six computers were just not working. They had like some problems whatsoever. So this is one side. You have the computers up there who are not up to date and everyone needs them. You can sometimes not even open a Word document because they're not updated.
Every single computer, there must be thousands of computers in this university. So, I mean, we're here studying. If something's not working, we need to tell them.
In order to make this much easier, like if you have a guiding system, what is really missing at the university because you just get lost everywhere, this would help the people. And
I mean, this guiding system seems a bit vague. Have you got an actual idea in your head?
A less intimidating union.
Yeah.
Is this something that you've experienced?
When I go to the students' union, I'm like, ooh, do I know anybody in there? And if I don't, yes, I do feel a bit intimidated.
That was what the Harrow candidates had to say last Thursday on Smoke Radio. Now I'm joined by Mr. George McDonough. We're going to have a little look at the crazy, crazy hashtag, #UWSUVote, which last Thursday on Smoke Radio was going insane. I was in charge of that day, and there's been loads more activity on that hashtag since then, hasn't there, George?
Yeah, it's been really busy. This hashtag is probably the place to go if you want to know who to vote for, because there's a lot of campaigning going on there at the moment. Obviously, with the ballot boxes now open till Thursday, it's going to be filled with a lot of that. But there's a few interesting comments coming in from different students. And just a word of note that last Thursday, I think we had something like almost 100 mentions of @smoke_radio just singularly on that debate,
yeah,
which is something just absolutely incredible, I think.
Also, with the show, we only had 2 hours to get in all them questions. So we were telling the candidates to go back onto Twitter afterwards and answer a lot of other questions. So if you do have questions for the candidates, tweet them in with that hashtag UWSUVote. give us a little mention as well, if you like, at @smoke_radio.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, we're going to be going live as well on Thursday. That's probably when the hashtag will be very active again. #UWSUVote @smoke_radio. We're going to be doing some last minute interviewing of some of the candidates. So if you have any last minute questions or anything, I mean, your votes won't count then, but maybe you've just got something else you want to ask them or something that's been burning and you just want to get that answered, you can do.
Most importantly, vote.
Yeah, vote. If you don't vote, then you can't complain, really, can you, when things are going wrong? Right, so we had a tweet in from Triple M, at It's Triple M. He was a student that actually used to come to this university. He says, I know it comes a bit late, but I enjoyed going back to my own uni watching the #UWSUVote debate Friday night. Thanks again, Smoke TV, which was very nice of him to say that. And there's a couple of tweets commenting on some interesting stories that's been developing over the last few days. A few people commenting on the secret recordings that were leaked yesterday, and a few other things that have been controversial in the last few days, but I'll leave the listeners to go check that hashtag out for any more tweets.
And George will be having a short news roundup very soon anyway.
Yes, so I'm going to go through the latest news on the Smoke Radio website.
That's about all from Twitter. Now we're going to head over to find out what happened last Thursday with the Cavendish candidates.
What's your flavour? Tell me what's your flavour.
This is Smoke Radio's election debate. Next up, we hear from the Cavendish candidates.
So what I've done over the past year, I've set up a brand called Career Links. We are launching that very soon. I've collaborated with other societies to host employability events, the Law Society being one of them.
The intent behind me putting that quotation in my manifesto was it's the idea of encouraging students to empower themselves. And as the current sabbatical officer for Cavendish would know, it is all about empowering the students.
How do you feel about this pay cut? Because obviously your pay is going down.
It's not a massive issue for me. I live at home with my family, so it's not a massive issue. I'm not have higher expenses such as rent and bills, but I do this job because I love my job. I love the job. I love to help students, to empower them, to lead them, and to help them in any way I can.
Because as a sabbatical officer, you don't just do what you do. If the students want it done, it will be done, period.
That was what the Cavendish candidates had to say. Quite a tricky word. If you can help me out with that, that'll be good. All we're trying to do, this is the Smoke Radio recap SU election show with myself, Jack Everett, wonderfully being joined by the amazing George McDonough, who's the station manager here. We are running a massive campaign. We are trying to get everyone to vote. The voter turnout has been poor. It's been really, really low, and we need to get as many people voting as possible. We only had 100 or something people from Harrow vote today, and only around 4% of the total uni. George has all the statistics and he'll run you through them now.
Yeah, sure. So there's a little article on the UWSU website at the moment which is detailing sort of who's voting, how many people are voting and things like that. And it's been the first day, so I mean, we can't read into it too much, I'm hoping, but the highest turnout we've had is 4.25% people voted for the presidential position. That's 942 people. Out of 22,187, which is all the students. And Harrow is lagging behind quite a lot. That's the least active campus, with only 118 of their students voting so far. Marylebone is top with 210 of their students.
See, but I have a plan, George.
You have a plan. What is it?
I am going to be, of course, sending Stephen to the pub in a bit, and we're going to be getting him to get people to vote in the pub and seeing if they are voting. Why not? If not, I'm going to try and convince them live on air. And then I will be releasing a song. I've written a song. I won't reveal it just yet. I've written a song. It's a parody of a well-known pop song. And I will be recording that, trying to get as many people as I can to vote. I really want to get a huge turnout this year so that the people who get into office, the people we're spending a lot of money on to get into office, so that they truly represent the whole of the student body. If you're at this uni, you are a member of the students' union, and you need to take advantage of that. Treasure your vote and use it wisely and for the person you think will benefit you the most at your time at university.
You are listening to the Smoke Radio Recap SU Elections Show. I'm your host, Jack Everett, here with Mr. George McDonough. We have Stephen Mitchell down in the pub, standing by, ready to chat to us and get people voting. But before that, George has got a quick Westminster News Roundup for us.
Yeah, sure. So it's been really busy recently. Your number one source for news at the moment is smokeradio.co.uk. We've got a lot of breaking exclusive articles going on there at the moment. And one that we released yesterday is in relation to the elections. A candidate has released a recording of election endorsements at Friday prayer. So we're not sure exactly where this is going to go yet. But one of the candidates for Regents in Little Titchfield Street, which you mentioned earlier, Omar Ibrahim, he's released a recording allegedly of the endorsement of candidates at the Friday prayer at Cavendish campus, attended by many of Westminster's Muslim students. Now, this is completely against the rules. It's a new set of rules that have come in since last year. But essentially, the rules are no society, SSA, sports club, us, for example, can't endorse any candidate whatsoever. It's got to be, if the individual says that, they can, but apart from that,
we'll
no one else
and,
can.
We'll try and get an official source to give us a quote as well,
yeah.
Maybe a bit later, if we can get someone on the yeah. phone who can just run through the rules quickly with us. So
yeah, we're looking,
if you spot any
we're waiting for a comment from Angelo Weeks, the deputy returning officer for the elections, but at the moment he's not available for comment, so we're just waiting for that to put a bit more clarification on the thing. And if also on the Smoke Radio website, just to give you a bit of an idea of what's going on, we've got an article about the student union election ballot boxes have opened. So if you've been around the university between 1 p.m. or 4 p.m, then there's been ballot boxes open where you can vote, and we've got who's running for what, and we're going to be attaching this show, the last debate, and some graphics onto that article later on this evening. So it'll be constantly updating. It's going to be almost like a live blog and update things as it goes along. So if you want any more information, that's probably the best place to go for it.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, George. And now, I believe, Stephen is in the pub. Stephen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, how is it down there? Is it busy?
Yeah, it's a little bit busy.
Yeah, have you found anyone to chat to?
Yes, I've found somebody you can chat to.
So, who is it? Are they willing to chat to me, or do they want
to
chat?
Yeah, they're willing to chat to you. I'll pass you over now.
All right. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
What's your name?
Thank you. How are you? Libby.
All right. Libby, have you voted in the SU elections?
No, I haven't.
Ah, and is there any particular reason why you haven't voted?
Because I didn't realise it was happening.
Wow.
Till 2 seconds ago.
Oh, wonderful. Stephen has informed you about that. Do you know...
I've been informed now.
Yeah. Nice. So basically, every year we have SU elections to vote for the VPs of every campus and a president.
Okay.
And the head of the SU are the things that can do, the people who can make changes for you on campus, so all sorts of different things. Like, are you based at Harrow?
Yep.
So this year we've got two people running at Harrow. They want to do things like 24-hour studios, better food, cheaper food, and extra printing budgets, things like that.
Sounds lovely. I mean, I wish I'd voted now.
All you have to do is go to your Westminster email, and you should have an email in there with all the details on how you vote. There should be a link, and it will take you to the UWSU website, and you can vote on there.
Oh, well, it's easy then, isn't it?
Are you interested in voting now?
I'll probably do it now.
If you look around campus, there'll be posters everywhere. And information leaflets, and it will tell you what each candidate is promising to do for us as the students' body. Every student is a member of the students' union, so let your voice be heard and vote for the best candidate who you think. Yeah.
I will.
Wonderful.
I'm going to do it now.
Marvellous.
Do you need anything else from me? Because I'm going to go and vote.
Yeah, go and vote. Please. And give us back to our lovely Stephen. Thank you.
I will. Pass you over. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello, Stephen. We've right. success.
Good, that was a success.
You just convinced someone to vote. How nice is that?
That is very nice. If only, like, the rest of the 3,000 students could vote.
Yeah. Well, tell everyone to tell their friends and tell other people as well. How's it? Have you got a beer yet?
No, I haven't. Do you want some more people to speak to later or not?
Yeah, should we speak to someone else in a
yeah,
bit?
Yeah. Steve, can you make sure that she definitely votes, though? I want a picture of her voting.
Yeah, and we'll put it
we
on Twitter.
We need to put it out on Twitter, because she might have just said that to us just to be nice to us, but we want to make sure she actually does follow through and vote.
Okay.
Can you sort that for us?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a song now, and then we're going to have a little look at the Regent Street and Little Titchfield Street campus from Thursday, and then we'll be back to talk to Stephen. You are listening to the Smoke Radio election recap show here with me, Jack Everett, on Smoke Radio. Tweet in at @smoke_radio with the hashtag #UWSUvote and get voting. And if you do vote, tweet in and tell us. We just persuaded someone to vote in the pub, and we're gonna talk to one more person in the pub in just a minute. But before then, here was what happened last Thursday with the Regent and Little Titchfield Street candidates.
What's your flavour? Tell me what's your flavour.
Next up, we hear from the Regent Street and Little Titchfield Street candidates.
I've been going around talking to a lot of different students over the last few days, and a lot of them have said that they're having this issue and that they do have the split of exams and they are finding it hard to deal with.
I think the only issue is, and the reason why I didn't raise this in my manifesto, I don't think it's doable by the SU, because you need to get changes like this signed off by a board that assesses the exams.
I'd like to see how you guys would push the school spirit forward, would get people to come down and watch games every week and participate more in sports.
We're kind of the only university in London that doesn't do keep off the Wednesday evenings.
So your plan would be to get more students off on a Wednesday so that they could engage with social and sports?
One last issue I think that many people did have, and I had when I first started uni, is for the football and a lot of other sports is quite far. I want to offer a 48-hour loan to help students meet their deadlines. And if they go over that, just block them for 24 hours.
I want a voice. I want to change the university. And I want something that's actually going to have a real impact. And the reason being my survey has a real impact is because it's based on a reliable improvement metric used across various industries. For example, an MBS score that's used by Apple right now.
That was what the Regent Street and Little Titchfield Street candidates had to say last Thursday on Smoke Radio's debate show. This is, of course, the recap show. George, there's been a tweet.
There's been a tweet, yeah. Will Zadkiel, I hope I've got that right. He says he'll vote for whoever gets the students free gym and sports facilities at Harrow. Who would want to pay £5 for a bit of basketball? He says that's like 2 days of lunch for him. What we'd suggest is go check out the manifestos. Whoever you think is the most able of the two candidates that are running for Harrow to do that, vote for them.
And now we're going to try and convince another person to vote. Stephen's still in the pub. Stephen, are you there?
Hi, I'm still in the pub.
Have you found us another person to convince?
I've found you another person who may or may not know about the elections.
Hand it over.
I'm going to hand it over.
Yep.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. What's your name?
My name is Will.
Will. Are you the Will who just tweeted in?
No.
No. We just had a Will tweeted in. I thought that might have been an amazing coincidence. Will.
No.
Will, have you voted in the SU elections?
Not yet.
So you do know about the SU elections?
Yes.
Right. And when are you planning on voting? You know, voting closes on Thursday?
Before Thursday, definitely.
Yeah. What are you looking for in an SU candidate for? Are you based at Harrow, Will?
I'm based at Harrow, yeah.
Yeah, so what are you looking for a candidate to do for you?
I guess someone who represents the student body, universally, for the benefit of everyone.
Any particular changes you would like to see at Harrow or any of the other campuses?
Changes at the Harrow campus. I would like to see the radio, Smoke Radio, broadcasted more throughout the campus, in the bar and things like that.
That sounds pretty good to me. You're going to vote?
Yep.
Wonderful. And there's one more thing. I'm going to record a song later, okay. Kind of a parody song, okay. Trying to convince people to vote. Do you think that'll work?
Yes, I think that will. That should help engage people. Definitely.
It's going to be a parody of Waves. I'm giving the game away now, but it's going to be called Vote.
Cool.
All right. Thanks very much, Will. If you do vote. Tweet in at @smoke_radio and tell us that you voted.
I will do, will do.
Yeah, thanks, Will.
Pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Will just hung up quite dramatically there. In a minute, we're going to be talking to Tom from Smoke TVs, and we're telling you why it's so important to vote. Vote, 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 vote. And then, obviously, in about 15 minutes, a bit less maybe, I've just given the game away. My song is going to be a parody of Waves. And it will be called Vote. but I've rewritten the lyrics. It should be quite good, and I hope we're going to get that like flying all around the uni, get everyone listening to it in the next couple of days, and get everyone voting. That is my viral. Hopefully it goes viral and then everyone votes and we get a massive turnout. That's the plan anyway. Going to play a song now and then we'll talk to Tom. You are listening to the Smoke Radio Recap Election Show with myself, Jack Everett. I'm now joined on the phone by Tom from Smoke TV. Tom, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
How are you, Tom?
I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, very well, thank you. We've had a hectic week of debating and stuff. We had our Smoke Radio debate on Thursday, and then you had your Smoke TV one on Friday. How do you think that event went?
It went exceptionally well. Obviously, a bit of a late start at the beginning, but overran, I felt like it was a good quality debate. Hopefully, people got something from it, and I implore all of you to definitely check it out. So, yeah.
If people want to check that out, where do they have to go, Tom?
Westminster Smoke TV. YouTube.com/WestminsterSmokeTV. And there's a playlist that we've put together which has all of the candidate manifesto videos that have been filmed so far, plus all six debates.
Okay, fantastic. Tom, could you just express to the listeners how important it is to vote and what the SU can really do for them with their vote?
Guys, I just like to kind of put it, I get so like filled full of passion when I say this, because literally the SU can do so much to enhance like your student experience. And I don't like bringing money to it, but I feel like I have to because it makes people wake up. Essentially, what you guys are doing here is making a £100,000 investment in your student experience for the next year. So that's £20,000 across the five sabbatical offices, plus obviously your NUS delegate. Obviously, the delegate doesn't get paid. But this is your chance to like basically, guys, this is your chance to invest. So what I don't want to see is people just voting because someone told them to. Like, actually take the time to critically evaluate why you should vote for that person. Like, read the manifestos, compare them against other people, think of all the scenarios. How will you be better off by voting this person in if they fulfill all of their aims? Like, please, like, guys, I just, like, take the time to actually watch the debates, listen to the Smoke Radio debates that happened last week. Like, don't just waste your vote. Like, as I told one student today, university isn't cheap. So don't be cheap with your vote, respect your vote, and really take the time to make an informed decision.
There you go, fantastic message. I was just going to bring up, because we had the Smoke Radio on Thursday and then the TV on Friday, it got a hell of a lot more heated in the TV debates. What would you put that down to? The audience? Or maybe they had a day to kind of figure each other out? And
I'd put it down to, probably three things. So the day to figure each other out and test the waters on the Smoke Radio one. And then also the live audience, it just like, obviously you've got people reacting to what people are saying. The candidates themselves want to appear good. And the third thing as well, I think just like obviously the length of the debates themselves. So for example, like the president's debate was 50 minutes, Regent's debate was 45. So there was more time for like stuff to happen. So
All right, fantastic. Tom, I'm going to do a thing in about less than 10 minutes now.
Yeah.
I'm recording a parody song.
Yeah, a parody song.
To try and convince and get students aware of the SU elections and get them thinking about it and get them voting. So we're going to do that at the end of this show, and then we're going to get it out there, try and get it trending about. Will you give us a hand with that?
Literally, I will send me the video if you film one, and blast it out. Don't just wait for people to watch it. Take some laptops, hook them up with some speakers, and walk around campus. Like, do anything and everything you can do to get through to people. Like, go talk to people, play the video, and I hope the video goes well for you. You're not going to film it?
I'm not well known as the best singer, but we're gonna get it going and see what happens. Raise awareness anyway.
So stick some auto tune on them.
Sure, exactly. I'll get George to make me sound beautiful.
Yeah.
Hopefully, anyway. All right. Thanks for talking to us, Tom.
No worries. Make sure you vote, guys. Vote, take please. Care. Vote.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks to Tom for that. We are going to now have a quick recap of the Marleybone candidates, what they got up to last Thursday. And, this is the Smoked Radio Recap Show. SU Elections Recap Show. Here's how the Marleybone candidates got on.
What's your flavour? Tell me what's your flavour.
This is Smoke Radio's election debate. Next up, we hear from the Marleybone candidates.
Because, like, for example, I have a beard, so when I walk past,
The smoke kind of stays inside my facial hair, which is annoying.
Something that I would like to propose is like a competition for architecture students where they could propose a proposal when the best proposal with the best smoking area would win, really.
Okay, so Saskia, what
They've
do you have
already
to say?
Looked into that, actually, and they have thought that the APE students are going to be the ones designing it.
So what do you think about the bringing forward of 9 a.m. lectures, and how would this affect your students if you were to be elected?
I think that would be detrimental to our education.
I just heard of it today, and two students came up to me. They were told that I was running for VP, and they were like, they're postgraduate students, and they said to me, I just heard that it's 9 a.m. However, commuting to uni early in the morning, it's really hard for me as a postgraduate student.
Whatever I do, I would like to accomplish what the majority of the students really want.
That was what the Marylebone candidates got up to. They were very nice on Thursday. They got a bit more heated on Friday, but it was a good fun debate. Everyone got into the spirit of things, and it went on for a while. As Tom just said in the last link, go to Westminster Smoke TV on YouTube, and you can see all the videos there and make your minds up who you want to back. And like he said again, it's a massive investment we're putting into all these candidates, so don't be cheap with your vote. I like that one, Tom. We might have to hashtag that one. But now we're going to have another quick look back at the presidential candidates from last Thursday on Smoke Radio. What's your flavour?
Tell me what's your flavour? Next up, we hear from the presidential candidates. You're listening to Smoke Radio's election debate.
I think there needs to be utter transparency in what the SU is doing with its £1 million budget, which is £50 per student.
We're not being made aware of where the money is going. Actually, a lot of the students are not being made aware that a lot of the sabbatical officers actually get paid.
I think SABs need to go around at least once or twice a day to go around each campus, hopefully, and try and ask people as much as possible of what they think about the SU.
I think the only way to do this is through a polytechnic parliament, where every week or every fortnight, however feasible it may be, you would put the sabbatical team, you would put the student union to hold, you would find out what they're doing, how they're spending the money.
Many of the campuses would actually really appreciate the creativity of Harrow to come and to show them what this university does, because people kind of just treat it as this almost enigma that's so far away, and I think we need to do more to have events and really advertise these events to gain interest from the students within the campuses.
That was the presidential candidates last Thursday on Smoke Radio. You are here with myself, Jack Everett, on the SU Elections Recap Show here on Smoke Radio. We're going to have a song now, and then, coming up next, we've been talking about it, I will be doing my parody version of Waves, which is going to be called Votes. I've changed all the lyrics. It's going to be our massive thing. We're going to be throwing it all around uni in the next few days, convincing people to vote. We already got two people to vote on this show. We had Tom on telling you to vote. We need to get the voter turnout up, people. It's a big deal. We're going to do it. This is Bombay Bicycle Club. Coming up next, I'm going to be singing, which I'm sure you're going to love. You are listening to Smoke Radio's Recap SU Elections Show with myself, Jack Everett. I'm getting very nervous now because you're about to have the exclusive first listen of my new single. This has been the Recap Show, getting you all to vote. We got two people to vote today. Please don't forget to vote. Tell all your friends, tell all their friends, tell your dogs, tell anyone. And actually, your dogs can't vote, but tell every student you know. And I'm really nervous. I don't know how my single's going to be received, but this is my Waves parody, which is called Please Vote. I'm going to take it away now to play you out of the show. Let's go.
Face above the SU. My feet can't vote in the elections, and it feels like I can see the candidates on the horizon every time you don't vote. I'm slowly voting,
drifting away.
Vote after vote, vote after vote. I'm slowly voting,
drifting away.
Feels like I'm making a change in my SU, changing the system. Vote, vote after vote, I'm slowly voting. I could make it easy, easy to vote in the SU elections. Vote, vote. I'm stuck here without a voice. I'm looking for the right candidate to vote for. Slowly voting, voting away. Vote after vote, vote after vote. Slowly voting.
Drifting away.
And it feels like I'm voting, voting for a change. In my SU, voting for a change. Everybody, vote in the SU. Elections 2015, make a change. Just do it, because I've embarrassed myself, so do it. Peace out, innit? Yeah, boy.
This is a Smoke Radio podcast.